From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul as their offensive to retake the country's second-largest city from Islamic State militants entered its second week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The attacks were focused near Bartella, about 15 kilometers east of Mosul. Iraqi forces, as well as Kurdish fighters, have been moving through small towns to the east and south of Mosul as they work their way closer to the city. When asked about the speed of the operation, Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdul al-Sadi told reporters it was hard to say.
It's very difficult question.
Al-Sadi said he is only concerned with looking after civilians and destroying the Islamic State. Time is not important. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets said after the first week, all objectives have been met thus far. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country, and the process is expected to take about a week. Meanwhile, migrants at a camp on the Greek island of Lesbos on Monday hurled stones at police and torched temporary offices used by asylum officials in an hour-long protest over conditions. No one was hurt in the incident as the blaze was quickly brought under control by firefighters. Russia said Monday it was not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. In its first official comment from Moscow, saying that the question of renewing the humanitarian pause is not relevant now. The spokesman said that he added that conditions for ministerial-level negotiations on Syria would not possible before the U.S. elections November 8th. VOA News. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday, killing all five people on board, according to officials. The plane plummeted into the ground nose first shortly after taking off for an undisclosed surveillance mission. The Maltese government said in a statement that there was no indication of an explosion prior to the crash, but did not rule out sabotage. Indian police Monday killed at least 24 rebels in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states that triggered a gun battle. Police had earlier confirmed 18 deaths, but warned that the death toll could rise. The World Meteorological Organization reports the level of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere has reached a record high this year, driven in part by the powerful El Niño event, which started in 2015 and continued well into 2016. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached 400 parts per million for the first time in 2015 and surged to new records this year. WMO Secretary General Petteri Itala says this symbolic but significant milestone bodes ill for the planet as these CO2 emissions will stay in the atmosphere for generations.
At the moment, we are not moving in the right direction, we're actually moving in the wrong direction.
Meteorologists say CO2 accounts for 65% of the warming effect on our climate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Belgium has conceded it cannot sign off on a landmark EU free trade deal with Canada because of continued objections from Wallonia and other regional leaders who rejected a late Monday deadline. During a press conference on Monday, the European Commission spokesman Margarita Skinas sought to give breathing room to the Belgian holdouts.
La Belgique est encore dans un processus.
He says Belgium is still in the process of establishing its position. According to this institutional process and an agreement with its constitutional order, the Commission has the utmost respect for this process. Without Belgium's signature, The 27 European Union nations cannot go ahead, leaving the bloc stuck in another bitter standoff. A powerful explosion ripped through a building in northern Chinese city Monday, killing seven people and injuring scores more, according to officials. More details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.